Philosophers have said the best way to understand a culture, to understand a nation, is to travel to it and envelop, have it become your own. Well, with the way that the world is becoming stagnant and bald, well, I don't know if any such understanding can begin for one another. But if only there was a way to travel to distant lands without actually moving. In fact, sitting down, holding a pen, and rolling a dice. Yes, this is Dungenetics. And you should travel with us using your imagination. Episode, we face our hardest challenge yet, being honest, because a lot of us have been holding a secret with one of our party members, because without knowing it, Kelsey lost his father and his brother by our hand. We did it. It's not good. In this particular episode, the wool gets pulled over our eyes as a new enemy confronts and attacks. Will we survive? Will we be victorious? And will Kelson ever forgive us? More on that later. Dungenetics.
It's what killed the greeter in the main hall.
Yeah.
He bowled a perfect game.
You bowl a perfect game.
So fight the creatures, but do not make direct contact with their gaze.
All right, you get hit. One of them descends off the ceiling and claws at you.
At me?
Yep.
Oh.
So he says things like, "This is like lady."
You take 10 points of damage.
God Ooh. Dang it!
Unless you want to use your reaction at this point to take half point. Half damage from one of the attacks. It's bringing you only 6 damage. It's up to you. However, if you use it now, you can't use it again. Until
no, because there's going to be a bigger boss that I'm going to need to use it on. I know just looking at you that you're like, don't do it, but it's an option.
Okay. After that, another one descends upon Mr.
It's over here. Look at this. This is nice now. I like this little thing over here.
However, they're not able to hit him.
Because I'm awesome.
You get clawed for 6 points of damage.
What?
That's what you get for laughing.
Yeah, take that. Tweaky got you.
Not anymore.
So you know Bobby talked on a really crazy idea. Would have sent shockwaves instead of the game.
We need to buy you some milk bone and bring it back.
Okay,
to your ass down.
Bobby, you take 9 points of damage from one attacking you.
Okay. Which means horn. I have the info right here. Anyway.
You're at 93 hit points.
Yep.
However, in the process, he set himself on fire.
Yep. Of course he did.
Getting some of these guys out of the forest first.
And now it is Kazav's turn.
Remember, Bob,
what are you doing? Where am I on the map? I'm next to.
That's a good point. You're on.
I like it.
Thanks, sir.
According to what I have.
What?
You can just take a look at what I got.
Yeah, that's good.
Bobby's a cartographer.
You always say that.
So you're right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom of the stairs. Let's see.
Albert.
Albert's with us. Kazal right there. And on the other side, we got Miles. Kelsey.
And how many guys do we have in front of us? These represent.
There's basically 25 guys on your side.
Those are the floating orbs, which now are defunct. So I should erase them.
Or just put them as X's. And
Well, they're since he's the flaming torch and taking care of business.
All right.
I want to see what this will do if I just take an arrow to the eye. If I just aim it for the eye and see what will happen.
Like an acid arrow?
An acid arrow. Because it
all right, roll it.
It's not really... Well, yeah, it should work, right? A nice, good hit in the eyeball.
Should work, yeah.
Fuck you!
It hangs off the side of the
eye. You do 2d4 points of damage.
Yeah, because it halves the damage.
If you hit, it does 4d4, and then the next turn, it does a lingering 2d4. But if you miss, it just does 2d4 splash. Because it didn't actually hit it. It kind of just splashed some on it.
Well, to reject, because I got that 2, couldn't I give myself a 16?
You might actually be.
I want to see what happens if I hit the damn thing. And
if you hit one of the 30.
Well, I got to hit one of them. I don't want my turn to be a waste. If I rolled a bad one, I could pick it, but replace it.
No, you're sorry.
You replace any roll made by you or a creature you can see. You must choose to do so before the roll.
You're screwed.
So
basically, you have to. Declare. You basically say, "I know what's happening here," so you
gotcha.
Do. Gotcha.
All right, I didn't know that. All right,
but it's not like a luck where you just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna." Take that back.
Well, that makes more sense. That's fine. Well, I know for next time.
Save your 16.
Yeah, I'll save it. Okay, so I'm rolling these two bad boys.
Oh, nice.
Six.
Double three.
Okay. You hit it. Okay. The thing hisses.
It hisses in ecstasy. Did I do any damage?
Oh, you're burning it. Like, you burn side of his face, yes. But... All
right, well,
you actually... From Neverwinter. These are in Neverwinter.
Yes, I know they are.
Then we go to Albert.
Because I take the longest.
Wait a minute. Because Neverwinter is in Forgotten Realms, or if those things are there, then I know what usually comes with them.
And after that, we go to the top of the order. Miles? Yeah.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at whatever's nearest me, because that's all I can do.
Remember, anytime you attack someone with your dagger, you can shoot a free arrow.
I'm not going out there by myself.
Well, they're all in
you
around
do.
You.
Oh, okay. Fight,
I will
man.
Dagger one in the eye, and then I'll shoot the other one in the eye.
You can shoot the same one. You can shoot just point blank. You can, like, dagger them and then just...
Okay, fine. I'll do that then.
All right, roll for your dagger.
That's this one?
Yeah. Both of them are d20s.
17.
That hits. Roll for the crossbow.
One. That one misses.
All right, you knife him, and you as you're pulling up your crossbow to shoot it, it shoots into the ground by accident. You forgot that you're not supposed to put your finger on the trigger until it gets up.
All right, so I go to.
You left the safety on.
So roll your dagger damage,
which is 1d4 plus 6.
However, you do have an ally within 5 feet of the creature, since you're all in the space, so you do get a sneak attack as well. So that's another 5d6.
So much? That's 1d4, right?
Whatever it says in the bottom. 1d4 plus...
1d4 plus 6.
Okay.
So 10.
So you got 10?
But
and
it says,
then
but then there's a 4d4 plus 6 critical piercing. Critical piercing, is that what you're talking about? So
yeah.
I roll four of these?
No, you just roll one, and then you roll 5d6 for your sneak
attacks.
Oh, gotcha.
You don't have enough control over what you hit.
As long as you have an ally within 5 feet of them, and you have plenty of allies.
Will those?
Yeah, but I'll see if you can hit one.
Right. Yahtzee!
I don't know. We just want to go with the standard.
15.
Okay, you definitely wounded the thing. The thing is trying to get away from you.
Slow. You know it.
Yeah.
And my move is done. I'll be waiting patiently for
Kelsey. what you want to do is plan what you're going to do next. So then, if everyone does that, it rolls smoothly.
Stab, shoot, bow and arrow.
Yeah,
all I got.
Well, you are very focused on
one man band.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to go at it with the sword and axe.
Okay. Not much. I don't have any magic or anything.
13 on the sword.
Okay, that hits. Roll again for your sword.
3.
That misses. Roll for your hand axe. That hits. And since they are close enough, you can make another sword attack against a neighboring creature.
How many arms do you have?
What's your plus?
Okay.
7. Okay, that just hits. So the first creature gets one sword attack and one hand axe attack. That is
D8, D6.
Yep.
D8. 3. 6 is 4.
7 plus 6. That is 13. And then the neighboring one, which is the creature attacking him, you get one sword attack.
Sword attack.
So that's another 5 damage for
1d. How's that?
No, he is trained in fighting hordes of small creatures. So he just basically, he kind of like slashes, and he's like dancing through them.
Okay.
It then goes to the flame elemental.
Is that something I need?
Two touch attacks.
Well, you're just asking awesome how many arms he has.
I was joking, saying I knew what he was doing.
7 plus, was it 6? So that's 13? Probably miss.
Oh, yeah, that misses.
Okay.
How many miss? You're just like punching things.
17 plus
that
6.
Hits.
So it's 23.
Are you going to attack the one that attacked you? Because it's already on fire.
No, I'm going to move to a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll burn.
All right, a flame elemental is just gliding along the ground.
Throwing haymakers.
Just touching things.
It's going like
okay,
this.
Okay, so that is 6 plus 3. That's 9.
Tink.
But lights him up.
Light him up, bup, bup, light him up, bup, bup, light him up, bup, bup.
He's on fire!
Okay, that means now there are two of them on fire. It is their turn. The one that you stabbed, you got right up close to it, and you jabbed it right in the jugular.
I'm going for the eye.
Well, you tried to get the eye, but you didn't get a critical hit.
Sure. Whatever.
You make a con save.
I look at it.
It's looking into you.
Well, it's not looking in my eyes. I'm not looking at it. I have my eyes closed.
Cleveland rocks.
Next closest
thing. Right. Cleveland rocks.
4 plus.
He actually has an insane hit bonus.
Yeah, I have 12.
Oh, nice.
Well, he has a very magical blade.
Attorney at law.
Yeah. Now I can actually deduct my points to hit and add it to my AC for that turn.
You just can't deduct reasoning.
Because it's actually like a legendary blade from that saint from Rose Blue.
They allowed me to keep it.
For good behavior.
However, anyone else that had side knowledge from the game I released, the artifacts stored within the church that they were protecting were supposedly the jawbone of an ancient saint of the church. Saint Lear.
Yeah.
Okay. Shameless prefer his brother King Lear.
Well, if you played the game, that means something.
Well,
available now.
On Google Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you get?
Tell you probably
4 plus 12, 16. That hits.
No bugs, no mess ups. Rose Bloom, special edition. Just in time for Christmas.
$0
plus 14. Okay, this is a guy that's on down fire, and you kill him.
Excellent.
Dungeon Master Edition.
So, there's nothing else.
With five-part miniseries
for you to hit.
All right, and I light up the making two gems of my circlet.
Yeah. Bonus commentary.
It is now back to Miles.
Oh well, I'll shoot at and stab whatever is nearest me.
All right, roll.
What else?
Roll 2d20. that just means you're proficient.
Oh, okay. You don't have to.
You took it off the stairs. Dead guy.
Oh, you guys are like at the foot of the stairs. Depends if you want to go up.
I need to go up. I'm going to go up.
I'm going up.
All right, you go up. There's a double door at the top.
Okay.
Kick it open.
How many are left? How many creatures?
On your side?
Yeah, are there any like following me up the stairs?
Not quite.
Is there like a conga line of three of them just following behind?
There's only nine of them left.
There's only nine of them left.
And there's between you and the guards, there's 20 of you guys left. So they're definitely losing this fight.
You know it.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick the door.
Alright.
John's like, alright.
The rest of you make a perception check.
God damn it.
Oh man, you're getting us a whole world of hurt.
What do I add this to, or what?
Wisdom.
You're probably good with wisdom. You actually probably have perception, so you get a plus.
15.
So 21.
Okay, you guys don't really notice. You see him kick out, you see a flash of blue light, and you don't see him standing there anymore.
Oof, son of a donkey.
Oh no.
I'm somewhere where I'm not supposed to be.
It's always gotta be the blue light.
Hey, while this is all happening, dumbass ran up the stairs, picked the doors open, and disappeared. Like, literally, not like just ran through the doors, but a blue light came out and he, like, evaporated.
Should one of us go check that out?
I don't want to go up there and get evaporated. If you want to go up there and get evaporated, go ahead.
Well, we're fighting spell plague. I don't know. Here's the thing. We're kind of, you're sticking by my side mm-hmm. during this. But you're on fire. So maybe your chances of going up and checking that out.
Okay. We'll do that, sure.
Should we check?
Whose turn is it?
I have no clue.
Well, it's he just went.
So now it's Bobby.
It is now Fire Elemental.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, head up the stairs, Fire Boy.
I mean, you have protection. If you were to go up there and take a peek.
Well, unless it's magic, and then he can get affected by the magic.
This is true, but still.
Maybe you'll disappear too, and then we'll lose you.
I could go up there. I could put a sheet, get myself a shield.
We'll be able to see anything.
Who's after me?
After you is the enemies.
No.
And then I think
me. If you disappear, we can't see anything.
Why don't you just fight them again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if he disappears, we can't see anything.
Yeah, he is your light
spare enough.
He's
only
can four, see anything.
That's a miss.
Before that. We send him up the stairs and let him disappear, then we're back to being
plus
dark.
Plus the 6, 18.
Okay.
Okay, that's 2.
You touch somebody and they're dead.
That counts. That's 10, even though it's on the.
All right.
You can't see it. It's behind the monitor.
16.
Yep.
And it's behind the monitor. You can make up numbers.
Okay, you damage it and it's on fire.
Good.
Now stay where you are.
That creature looks at you and tries to attack you. However, actually misses both times.
How can it? It doesn't have magic.
Yeah, it can still do half damage to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it just knocks out less fire? I don't understand. Now you're an inch shorter?
Yep. And he basically tries to scratch it as you're like dousing him with fire, and he basically immolates himself, and he just collapses to the ground and burns to death.
Love the word usage too. Lemonades. Nice job.
Kudos
to you for the word of day calendar usage.
And
Zosh. All right.
Two.
Five.
Yep, that's five.
All right.
Does he add div? Three, right?
Yeah.
So
he fires his magic missiles at one of the creatures.
Every time he uses magic, it takes away his sanity, doesn't it? I think it does. I think you're a bad liar.
I'll strike the one that he hit.
Okay.
We gotta kill the one I hit.
I know, but I think every time you use magic, a little bit of your sanity disappears with it.
Probably. 14.
That hits. Okay, he's severely wounded. One of your nearby guards finishes him off. Then we go to the top of the order.
Screw it, and run up the stairs.
Impetuous.
Am I the only one that doesn't have the one-a-day word
scribble,
calendar
scribble,
here?
Scribble, scribble, chalk, chalk.
I want my friend back.
Aw, shucks.
You took my friend. I want him back.
John, so quick aside, probably the
without saying
ring
anything,
of regeneration doesn't work while I'm in form, huh? That'd be way too broken.
Well, you only regenerate health over every 10 minutes.
That's right, when I'm not in battle.
Yeah, it's slow, but it just allows you to, like, during rest and stuff, go back up the full without having to expend
the... At the bottom of the stairs, I turn to you guys. I'm going after...
Kelson.
Kelson. I always want to say Kalen or something. I'm going after Kelson. And I run up the stairs without even waiting for you guys to say anything.
Okay. Jeez, thanks for telling us.
I did. I told you.
Mark.
Don't look, Bobby.
We just sent the werewolf in after the elf.
Yeah.
That couldn't go bad at all.
Uh-oh.
Could be a werewolf.
Oh, wow.
No, don't look at the outside.
Oh, and if there's something on the other side, I have to
read too. So he runs up. There's another flash of blue light, and he disappears.
And just screw these guys and let the rest of them. I'm just saying.
Who's next?
After him, Kelson. Well, we'll get to Kelson now.
actually, if I run after him...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If I run after him...
There's five of them left.
How about you use some of your arcane knowledge and figure out where the hell they went?
And there's three of you.
Yeah.
To try to inspire the troops to stay and fight. Oh, that's actually 14 with my negative one.
All right. Keep firing. The fire elemental's like...
I know. You can't speak or anything.
It's like Fantasia up in this bitch.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
You can't actually speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It just sounds like a crackling fire.
Oh, yeah.
Or a crack on Rosie.
And you definitely,
I'm excited.
You definitely good. Inspire several of the soldiers.
Like a nice...
Because you just kind of like get tall and broad and like really brighten the side of the room.
There in the movement.
Oh, whatever. I'm just going to go in through.
I love how you
as
just...
a fire elemental.
You can't. They won't be able to see.
Yeah, then
we
will totally
be
dark
in
now.
Dark.
Then I love how you inspired everybody and then just like poof.
You just like kind of like doing the loft and disappear into the blue
like
light.
Like Shea Guevara. Just taking off.
Fire elemental has left the building.
Shit. Can I take it back?
Was he trying to motivate or was he trying to say I'm splitting?
Yeah.
I want to get through this door.
Then it is your turn.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Wait, no.
There's two left.
There's two left.
Yes, you do.
Say,
come join us.
Speak.
No, I'm not going to join you.
Now you just sound like my toilet.
That's a sweet toilet. Coming over to shit at your place.
You should. It's an experience.
There's really...
Everybody's doing it.
I can just...
You have a picture of me staring back at you while you shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's only two left?
Yeah.
In his bathroom, there is a portrait of him in
three,
like,
and six.
In like
in a Ranger's costume.
Oh, it's so good.
Six. Yeah, there's a big like picture of me on the back of my door, so when you sit on the toilet and look at the door, it's me watching
Albert?
You take a shit. It's pretty awesome.
It's a feather
Albert.
In the realm.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yep.
Sweet.
So the two of them are gone. They disappeared in puffs of blue magic.
We need to go find them.
There's the three of you. You still hear fighting on the other side of the room.
Screw those guys.
The other party was assaulted by creatures as well.
Okay. So in the red.
Here's a thought. Is there anyone we can get the magic orbs lighting the room again? Could I use my, to see if there's any magic that I could use?
Why don't you just light the fucking table on fire that where the dead body was?
It's made of stone.
Oh, never mind. Why don't you?
Nine
why don't you
plus
just put the body on top
okay.
of the table?
They
and
have
set it
been
on fire.
Turned off by an outside stimulus. However, you can. How they get turned on is a wizard casts light onto the orbs. They hold the magic.
Oh, is that it?
We could have done that at the beginning light. Of the thing and we're not even have him turn into a fire
right.
elemental.
He basically studies the flow of magic and then he casts a cantrip and they all just come back on.
Where was that about 17 turns ago?
I know, I should have thought
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
Way to go.
Now
where's
you see, the other group is still fighting their Nautics.
The WWE.
There's
the
three
River.
Of you and your 12 guards still on the side. What are you guys going
to
do?
Send the 12 guards to help those guys and come find us.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea because we got to go find these two. We send those guards to go help the rest of them.
I agreed. Can I call over to Slade? Ask him if he's doing okay?
You see Slade is like covered in the blood of these things. And he's like... I always like a challenge in the morning.
But it's 2 in the afternoon.
This guy's a one-liner.
He's an action hero.
He's an action hero, yeah.
The last
so are you guys
going
to send over
because I'm
going to
kill him.
Contact other plane. What is that exactly?
That
just so
basically,
I know.
You open your mind into another dimension and contact something more powerful and more all-knowing than you. And you can ask it a series of questions, and it is obliged to answer.
You ever read the Wheel of Time series?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Like, you won't choose what you contact, but you can choose, like...
Haven't read an innate random series that no one's heard of?
Not
a first
time
no
right
one else
now,
wanted to play.
Because
no
they disappeared
just
in
shove them
light,
in
though.
The door. Just push them in.
You're pushing us in the door?
Yeah, get in there. I don't care how bad it smells.
All right. We're going.
You know what? When you mutate into a giant spell plague monster, I'm going to say I told you so.
So you guys go and the door, well, not really large enough to have all three of you go at the same time because you are like 8 foot tall flaming effigy. But you guys can pretty much go together.
Leave James out of this.
So you guys just going to walk through the door?
Well, he pushes us in and then we're in.
Who wants to go first? All right.
Yeah. I guess I will.
Well, you guys go first there because I pushed you.
Yeah, we already went first.
Okay, you guys go in. As you enter,
you guys are raving.
You see, as soon as you enter, you notice a circle of ruins on the ground. Mm. Glow bright blue, and all of a sudden your vision blinks out. Feel like this nauseous thing, like you're moving very fast. Like you. So basically, this is what's happening.
Speed.
After you went through, you appear to be in the Elven Kingdom's capital. Train, and you are talking with your father.
Who's clearly dead.
You are in a room full of gold that kind of reminds me, kind of picture
Scrooge McDuck.
No, not Scrooge McDuck. Oh. Picture the Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, sleeps.
It's this huge thing,
you're surrounded by your two siblings. Your two sisters and your brother.
It's mine.
My precious.
You are in
this is weird.
The town of Rosebloom. There's people moving around, but they're not paying attention to you.
Okay.
And you are also talking the Fallen Ring. You.
Indian? My daddy.
Are in Bloom Meadow. In your courtyard, and you're holding an audience for your subjects. Kazaa, you are in the town council chambers, standing above with a bloody dagger over the body of Councilor Aiden.
Way to go.
I think we found a holodeck guy. Seriously.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Either that or a hot tub time machine.
You were first. What are you doing?
I'm a little broadsided by this.
Well, I doubt any of you saw this coming.
No.
Nope.
All right, well, you're formulating. Do you have anything? Right. Your siblings are all looking to you, and they're like, why did you let us die? Except for, they're like, why did you let us die?
I wasn't there. I was already dead.
Is this more important?
No, I was dead at the time.
Well, I didn't.
What do you want from me?
Just cause.
Don't go crying to mom.
Make a perception check.
So, 14.
All right, you notice, like, your three siblings, like, their hair is getting thicker and longer as you're talking to them and as they get angry at us.
I walk up to my brother. Because... he's the one we're going to do this to. And I dagger him in the face.
All right, roll.
I know he's already dead, so. That's what? Plus what?
Plus three. Says that. Plus the family face.
Yeah, so it's 24.
Okay, you hit him. Roll.
20,
30. You can't do 30 damage.
He's got a 20.
20.
Oh, you're crossbowing him afterwards?
Yeah.
You stab him in the throat and then shoot him
29,
in the chest?
29, yeah.
All right, roll the damage.
Jesus.
Damage is 1d4.
And I'm the one who has family issues.
So you basically, you just attack him. Your other siblings look shocked. No, do you have anything you want to say? We're going to be switching back and forth.
Okay.
You basically started combat in yours, so...
because I know that's what... they're not real. Their hair doesn't grow magic.
This is just like Dark Speed.
Never done Speed, so wouldn't know.
Your father's like, have I'm you chosen to boy. Abandon the life of humans?
Never smoked.
Oh, become and embrace your ancestor?
This shit again, Dad?
Let me see your tits. Not entirely.
Still on the fence.
That's disturbing.
You need to embrace the blood that's
not the sun goes at all.
Yeah, it is.
Let's say, give me your Tootsie Roll.
It's not about
these problems that the humans created
your tootsie
rolls. Took your
What's
family from you.
Give me your tootsie rolls. Give me your ass. Let me see your tootsie rolls. Let me see your ass shape.
What?
Mark,
yeah,
what are you talking
about? Guys, listen, he's having to side with his father.
Hey, guys.
No, this is heavy.
We're not talking about buttholes.
Yeah.
No, that's what he's the one that said, let me tuck, get your tootsie
roll. Be respectful, Mark. That's what your tootsie roll looks like.
A turd.
Please go on.
No, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, bloody hell. Where were we?
You're talking to your dad.
Blood, yeah. True. Humans suck.
I'm dead. Do you even know why I'm dead?
Well, you're old. You died.
Well, there was Judy.
No, I don't know. Hey, Judy.
No, I actually never found out how exactly you came to your end, only that you and my brother did.
Not real. No.
Simultaneously.
I was directly killed by the actions of the Alright, as you're doing that, you are in the town of Rosebloom, still a firing effigy. You look down at your feet, and there's funeral pyres. And the people in the town are just silently walking into you and burning themselves alive as falling rain is in front of you. He goes, you let everyone die.
Oh, that's so badass.
Whoa.
I'm not proud of what I did, but I didn't really have much of an option. And I let you know what was going to happen.
You let me know that you were going to kill me? Does that make it all right?
Would you do the same? How many would you save in order for everyone to live? I'm only trying to do the best what I can. There's only so much knowledge I
have. Are you a banker that deals with people's lives instead of coins? Can you balance this ledger?
I'm going to try. Do everything in my power to. Show me where. Point me at the direction I need to go.
Roll a perception check.
Can I just say that I enjoy how like you guys are all trying to decipher your thing, and I just start killing people.
I felt like I was watching perception? The episode of Family Ties. Where's that black room? 14.
What?
14.
All right. As you're talking to Falling Rain, you notice in between the houses of Rosebloom, you see a shadow lurking, kind of like watching you, going in between the buildings.
Interesting. I think I'm the only one that's figured this out so far.
All right. To you. In the courtyards of Gloom Meadow, there are hundreds of people in front of you asking how you're going to save them. The dead walk. What are you going to do?
It's a full one because you argued with them.
Do everything within my power. We currently we seek knowledge in the tower. Knowledge that may bring this madness to an end.
You hear a battle horn in the corner in the distance, and you see guards on the walls of the town firing down, and you can see the gate of the town gate like vibrating. They're gonna kill us all.
Here come the zombies.
Will you protect us?
With my life.
All right. Council chambers.
Luckily, all you guys are reasoning, and I'm the only one that's killing. I love this. This is so awesome.
Well, it reflects your characters.
Yes. I'm standing there.
You're standing over the body. You see the head of the councilman twist to where he's looking like behind himself while his body is still laying down. And he's like, why? I'm the only one that believed in you.
I don't know
all why. The council... They all want what they want, but I wanted peace.
What? No. That can't be right.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know about that, but...
Greatest response to all of the things that have gone on.
No.
Greatest response ever.
What? No way.
What transpired for me to kill you?
I don't know. Why did you pick up the dagger?
That's
the stupidest question.
Where did you get it? Shut up! Because I don't know why I killed him.
Response ever in Dungeons and Dragons to the stupidest question ever. Why did I kill you? I don't know. You're the one holding the dagger. Why are you asking me?
But I don't remember. That's the problem. I don't remember.
Does that make it not happen?
I don't know why I killed you or what I could do to make things different.
You can protect this town.
Oh. So this did happen. This is not, this is reality. I did kill you.
Is it?
Do I look dead?
Yes.
He's speaking to you with his chest on the ground, his head twisted around, talking to you.
What did you think?
It's still a flash in my head. It's not reality. Like, I still don't, we're assuming I did do it, but, you know. I want to be clear. So I did kill you, but I can protect the town in your honor.
Don't do it for me. Do it for the town.
Oh,
all
right. All right, back to you.
I'm so, like, out of this now because I have reacted. And no one else has reacted yet. I can feel it already in my bones.
All right. So you obviously know who killed you.
I was killed by a ritual to banish the dead from the town.
You... and my brother.
Yes.
Same ritual, same place.
You killed his whole family?
You asshole. We. We.
Shut up. I'm blaming Bobby.
Me. I did not want to cast that ritual.
Let the record show.
Yeah. We killed him. Not
Bobby. Oh my god. Bobby thinks he killed him. But
and it comes around.
So shut up.
I'll check it. Anybody else?
I roll a die to determine.
What are you going to do?
I suppose I'll avenge you. In honor of the family and the blood and the holy
elf. What is my name?
Elf.
Okay. Make a perception check.
15.
Alright. You notice. Like, there's other elves, like, training in the courtyard around you guys.
That's what I'm thinking.
But you notice there's a figure in the shadows, like, watching the two of you.
Hmm. How far off? Just like...
About 35 feet.
35 feet. I think I have something for this. From my perception check, can I tell it's
human size?
Cloaked figure, human size.
Figure, human size, okay. So, no, I don't have anything for that. Yeah, why not? I'm gonna shoot an arrow at it just for shits and giggles.
Alright, roll.
That sucks.
Okay, you hit.
I hit. Huzzah.
Seven damage?
Yep.
Okay, you have now entered combat too. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep going around in the circle until you guys all meet a resolution or you enter combat. And then we'll all do that together. So... back to you.
Okay. As I'm trying to stop these people from walking into my legs and lighting on fire.
Letting them more on fire because you're made of fire.
No, this is Fallen Rain.
This is Fallen Rain in front of you.
You've known about my past. You've known who I was before I disappeared.
I know everything. I saved you. I gave you life when your people rejected you.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Why didn't you tell me who I was?
This is not my place. Everyone must find their own path.
Step learning.
What was the animal that I sent to tell you that you were going to die?
Animal.
Grab him.
All right. Roll.
15 plus 6, 21. It's always surgical. There we go. Oh, plus another one. 8 doesn't hit, right? Plus 6.
Plus 6, 14.
Surprise.
No.
Surprise. 5 plus 3 is 8.
8 damage, and you light him on fire.
Burn his hair.
Okay. Then, so you are now in that zone. it comes to you.
The fighting zone?
Would you consider that to be a zone of danger?
The three of you can roll initiative now.
You should solve this on your own. Don't think that going into initiative is the way to go.
So, I'm giving an audience to my people. The gates are about to burst open with zombies.
Yes.
Initiative's plus one.
What'd you get?
I got a six plus
three.
What do you get?
That's a 21. No, 22, sorry.
And what'd you get?
11.
Okay. What are you doing, Albert? The horn just blew from your sentries, and something is trying to bash in, and it is in the process of plowing down your gate.
Plowing.
It is plowing into you.
It's at my back door.
No, it's going right out the front.
It wants to see your tootsie roll.
Very close to a spit take.
That would have been good with a coffee for a pretty classic. Albert Bryan.
I mean, at some point, I must realize this isn't real, right? Do I realize this isn't... Can I make a perception check? Am I really, so into this?
Well, I think we all feel it's real.
It's very real.
It's all David goes to the dentist.
Is this real 18? Life?
Except for me, but I like...
There's definitely magic foot.
This is said to gash my brother in the face.
Wait a minute. I wonder if one of you snapped out of it, we would all drop out of it. Or is it one of those things where we have to get it out of our own little...
As you're trying to perceive, the gate blows open and zombies just start pouring in.
Do you wait too long?
You walk down, trying to observe everything. Like, you're in the midst of your people. And now the zombies are pouring in and the people are huddled around you, just screaming for you to protect them.
Put your shield down and protect.
I order the guards to pull the people into the inner citadel, and I pull my blade and get ready to fight.
Because you're the one that's...
All right, roll initiative.
All right. Quick aside here. I'm trying to be as genuine and sincere as I can about this. What our DM has done was created a moment of play, a place where we, as players, can flex our imaginations, allowing each one of us to continue on how we so choose. He told us to enter into battle, and we think that's the goal. But, as you probably have heard once before, our DM is so much better than your DM. Yes, thank you very much. Another wonderful, wonderful episode. And if you want more moments like these, check us out at Dungenetics at Instagram, Gmail, Twitter, and on our Dungenetics Facebook page at Dungenetics. Back to the adventure. lovely.
Kazaa,
we go to you.
Could I contact the other plane? A dream inside a dream? This is like Inception.
Oh. We're going to the second level. If that's what you want to do.
Well, I do, because I want to ask some questions.
Man, you went deep.
I'm into really the matrix.
We're bring another book.
Well, yeah, I'm getting the exact rules for contacting another plane.
He went into the Matrix while outside of the Matrix and in the Matrix.
And this is all because I didn't leave your side or left your side.
Going all Neo on it.
No, Jesus.
Well, he had a choice though because we went through the door.
Make
these guys.
An intelligence check.
Actually, I went to follow him.
Okay. And
I just got bored. Wandered away from the group.
Oh, he wandered away. Chance,
yeah, he went without a buddy.
You should have used your roll. Your 16 roll.
Oh, the wizard.
You want to use your rope?
I do.
You scratch off your 16. Right. Just so you know, if you fail, while contacting this power.
Oh no.
You take 66 psychic damage.
Oh.
And until you complete your next long rest, you are insane.
Wow.
So this is not a spell you should use often, though knowing you'll use it every
turn.
But
I feel like this is a good opportunity.
It literally makes you insane until you finish your next long rest.
This is going to be so cool. All right.
If I let that go, this would turn out very badly.
So are we talking one floor of the cuckoo's nest scene, or are we talking like in adult depends, like Johnny
Hansen? He knows. He can't understand anything you say. He can't communicate with you.
Oh, man.
He talks only in gibberish, and he literally is fucking, like, beyond one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Does he still have the magical faculties, though?
He's like,
can he just, like, throw out magic missiles at random?
Peeing out, like, frosting out of my wiener, pooping ray of frost.
It's like Mr. Lobotomy.
Thunder waving out of my fingertips.
Okay.
All right.
You have 5 questions.
Okay, excellent.
I can only answer them with a one-word answer.
Oh shit, that's fine.
Like, yes, no, maybe, never, irrelevant, or unclear. Unclear means I don't know the answer.
Okay. This is interesting. All right. Is this magic? Is there any questions you want to pass along?
Did you...
No. Was I possessed when I killed the counselor?
Good question.
Maybe.
That school's
you magic. Said yes or no. We're unclear.
I said yes, no, maybe, never, irrelevant, or unclear.
Okay, I didn't hear that part.
Yes would be misleading, but so would no. So we went with maybe. So basically, you weren't quite asking the right question. But
interesting. Okay.
There was something.
So did you actually kill him?
Were you under a spell?
That's a good question. Right?
Well, we know he's dead, and I killed him. I don't want to waste my question.
No, I'm saying, were you put under a spell? So
you had a vision of you killing him.
Someone put you under a spell to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea of who might put you under that spell?
I have 3.
You can't ask that, because yes, no.
Well, if he throws out a specific name, if he has an idea of who might have possessed him.
Well, who's the guy, the priest? Who's the priest's name? Again?
Emerson.
Emerson?
Peter Paldi. That's the reason why I remember it.
Did Emerson have anything to do with me killing the counselor?
No.
Oh, so we're going to miss.
So that's 3.
Well, now we know it wasn't
him. We know. Well, we know. For the most part, we know. So the first question, this is
magic.
Yes.
Will we survive this encounter in the White Tower? Will we get out of the White Tower alive?
No.
That's too vague.
Yeah.
How's it too vague? Will you get out of the White Tower alive?
It's up to us, dude.
That might be unclear.
Can I use magic to get out of my current situation?
Yes.
Okay. That's
you have one question left, Brian.
So magic
ask wisely.
Is going to get me out. So fighting, well, for me anyway, I don't know. I can ask about you guys.
Well, no, you only have one.
You don't know.
Oh, that's true.
You want to solve what
you're doing.
All you
know is they're not in the room with you. Yeah. And
you want to solve what's going on with you right now. You're standing over top of this guy that you supposedly killed.
Wait.
You killed.
I got it. Hold on. Is the magic skull in me?
In you?
What? That's your last question.
That's a great question.
Is the magic skull in me?
Yes!
Now we know.
That's weird.
Your skull is now the crystal skull?
Yeah,
he's absorbed it into himself. That's why
when it disappeared, it went in me. That's why I have extra powers. I've become the crystal skull.
The new oracle.
I am Neo. I will let you. I will not let you guys all know whenever.
Okay. You have a science. That took about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to do some rounds of combat
while
you're in contact with another plane.
Okay.
So that was just 5 questions. I thought that was...
Miles?
What else are we going to do?
You stabbed your brother. His hair instantly starts growing, and he turns into a werewolf.
Ooh.
He's like, your greed is more important than us. And then he just howls, and your 2 other siblings turn into werewolves as well.
and then you're like, duh.
Duh.
What are you gonna do?
Alright, it's gonna get deep. Just let y'all know all right. Right now.
Oh man.
It's gonna get deep.
Alright.
Greed is all I have left.
Oh. Now they're just like, they're snarling, they're growling, they're no longer talking to you.
Do what you will.
You're not doing anything?
I dropped my weapons.
Oh man.
Alright. Alright. Next.
It's like, what the happened?
We go to,
totally
we go to Albert. Your guards are now shepherding your people into your, like, manor. And there's just a wave of zombies coming at you.
Oh, man. I don't see anything I can use to my advantage. Anything that makes sense. Just gonna fight it out, huh?
You can always cast protection from evil and good on yourself.
Yeah. Looks like that's what I'm gonna do.
You're not supposed to help other people play their man.
Sometimes you need a little help from your dwarf.
Oh, yeah, but he's not there, technically.
Dollars.
You're supposed to act like you're in a whole different plane and not be part of his game.
Okay. Yeah. You create a you warm clue of energy you around you. It kind of stems the tide of the undead, but they're still coming towards you.
Master Detective Clues.
However, they now have disadvantage to try to hit you. He's new to magic.
So is Brian.
You're hit by two attacks. You take 8 points of damage.
That's 70.
It is now Chester's turn. You are hugging Falling Rain. And he is on fire.
Burn.
What are you going to do?
Burn, burn. I'm going to actually throw him and head toward where I perceive the shadow to be.
Okay. You just go right past him. He kind of stumbles over to the side.
Stumbles? He threw him. He's 8 feet tall.
Well, yeah.
He's just stumbled to the side.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any physical
form
body to him, so it's very hard for him to throw. He's literally just made of fire.
Yeah.
So him pushing you is just like him, like, fucking backdrop. Garaging your face with
flames.
It would
have been more fun, though, if you said he, like, spun off into a ball of fire and fell to the ground.
You come to the shadow, and you see
it's you.
Rammus, the vampire.
Huh? The guy we killed for the Frostland?
No, he split, remember? He got away.
The one that you banished with the ritual.
Yes, he got away.
Ooh.
He's here now, in the tower. Power.
You killed everyone for nothing.
So I don't believe that for a second. This is just a pit of lies.
He charges you.
Charge.
All right, roll.
That would suck. We sacrificed everyone to banish him, and it didn't banish him. That would just like...
He banished him just away from that town. Now he's in the tower.
Oh, D20, look at that.
Nice.
Booyakaya, Grandma.
You're on fire, literally.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a
while. I definitely enjoyed that. Alright, what did you get for your second attack?
Usually it's a zone.
No, kidding. It's a 10.
I was saying if you did double 20, that'd be awesome.
What'd so 10 plus 6, 16. So 20 and a...
Oh, you hit them both times?
I'll say if you 20'd up like that, that'd be... We just stop playing and go right to the freaking casino.
Yeah, right.
Game over. We'll see.
Put it on black. Put it on D&D.
That's 7, 8, 11 plus 6.
Okay.
By the way, if you're playing craps out and you put on black, you're probably not going to win.
Duh. Has the worst chances with the highest power.
All right, he definitely recoils
that's for
back
craps,
from you.
Okay.
That's roulette.
Roulette, craps.
Yes, I know.
Craps is with a dice.
Oh. Well, you said gamble. You didn't say
you.
Craps.
Take him out of the shadows?
Just rolled two good hands
comes
of dice. Why would I take him to play roulette?
I don't know. It's gambling.
Of course.
And
have I ever seen Ramus before?
No.
Brand
but he is a vampire.
He's a vampire. He's a vamp.
Your father kind of shrieks back and he goes, he is the one that stole my soul.
Stole the soul?
But he didn't steal my life.
It's getting deep up in here. Apparently.
And he comes upon you and starts tearing the flesh from your body.
DVD.
You take 18 points of damage.
Awesome.
Oh.
He
He's a band mama jamma.
Well, that's not cool.
I'll fight a little bit.
Sword and axe, since he's so
close.
I have
the least amount of facial hair here.
Congratulations.
I haven't shaved this week.
Okay. After you go, your Ramus goes. He slashes you. However, since you're fire, you take half damage, so you only take 8 points of damage. Okay. then after that, we'll go back to Kazza. What are you going to do?
After my conversation, I am now warped back with the dead body.
Yep, you never left. You just kind of like, you set out some magic ruins and you contacted through the veil some other creature more powerful than you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm back with the guy.
Yep.
All right. So I know it's magic. I have a skull inside me.
I think the choice is obvious.
Yeah, well, I was thinking just like, what? Decapitating myself?
No. What are the 11 spells you have memorized? Just humor me.
Humor him.
And something on him?
No, the 11 spells.
Right now
you
have let's see.
Just cone go from
of
the
cold,
top and go
cone
down.
Of cold, ice storm, dispel magic, haste, lightning bolt, web.
Yep. Is there anything that you feel would help you in this situation?
Magic.
Rhymes with dispel magic.
Yes. Dispel magic.
Is it mispel
magic? Because
really,
it was magic.
We've been this whole thing's been going on, and you're sitting here with your dispel magic card in your back pocket.
Well, worst wizard ever. I found out it was magic.
He pulled the Reagan. Well,
I just didn't know I had this spell magic. Like
I forgot.
Okay, you bring your incantations, your chant, and you notice like the fabric of the walls, everything starts like sparkling and fizzling. Okay, top of the order.
Ooh.
Miles.
Oh, I get to do something?
You decided not to do anything, so your three siblings are on each side of you. Each of them are shaking you. They're not attacking you, but they're just shaking you and, like, drooling and, like howling at you. We then go to Albert. The undead are swarmed around you. They're going around you like a wave around the stone, and they're trying to get to the manor behind you.
Oh, I had an idea now. Oh, never mind. It's not my turn now. I have an idea what to do.
Acid splash and strike.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. The acid's... Yeah, I know. That was a 20.
Well, you can take that.
All right. So...
Roll your acid damage.
That's 2d6.
Okay. All right, you splash acid on two of the undead. They kind of, like, fizzle... And kind of like their bodies just tumble to the ground. And the other one, you just like cleave its head right off. After your turn, we go to Chester.
Quick question. The 20 I rolled before, do I get extra damage for that?
You didn't roll an extra 2d6?
I totally forgot about it.
Okay.
Retcon, 7.
Okay, 7 more damage.
Sweet, thanks.
All right. It is your turn again. You're currently fighting the vampire.
Can I give you a hint?
I really don't have any other course of action but just to do that.
Can I give you a suggestion since...
You can try.
You gave help to one? No. Kill yourself.
Here's the deal. You're fighting no one right now. I'm fighting the people...
You're
fighting nobody. It's magic.
You're in a dream.
It's all magic. Everybody's in magic. But everybody has to figure that out.
It feels real to you. Like, you're bleeding. Well, actually, you're not. But they injured you.
But you think you're injured, but you're clearly you're not.
It's just going to keep going until you end it yourself.
So I've got the magic going, so it's going to just fall apart
kill
around
myself.
Me. Yeah. I think that would get you out.
That's what I was going to do after we switched. After
I'm
the
in
gym.
The same town,
hurry,
right?
Hurry.
You're in Roseblum.
if I remember correctly, in Rosebloom, when we entered into the town, there was like a zombie, like kind of like hoisting water.
There's a well.
Jump in.
Okay.
At first, it's empty.
Sorry, I had to say it to somebody because I couldn't wait until my turn came around. I thought about after.
I don't know if it's going to do anything.
Okay. Water does do damage too.
Okay.
And you just jumped into a big pool of water.
Interesting.
So your body goes into a lot of shock, pain. Your fire goes out. And when you lose wild shape form, you become incapacitated as a human.
Okay.
So you pass out in the well.
Mark, if this isn't
work, drowning,
then this work, we Mark? Go to Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
The vampire.
I hope this works. It's gonna get even worse when it's my turn. So be ready.
Does seven more damage to you?
I'm going full bore on my turn. I'm making sure I die.
Actually, if I get out of this with the magic spell, I see your bodies, I can just slap the shit out of you. Or maybe use a dispel magic. I already used it though, but I can maybe use something to wake you guys up.
It wounds you. However, it looks incredibly wounded from your attacks. He kind of falls to his knees and he's like, you can't be this powerful.
Yeah,
I'll destroy your lineage.
Your lineage?
My lineage. But aren't I the last of said lineage? My dad and my brother are dead?
Yep. And he just said he's going to wipe it out.
So that
not really, but
out.
I'm going for it.
Screw it. I'm going to swing for his neck.
Okay. Okay, 8 damage. We go to Kazaa.
So
you're sitting there, you cast your magic, and this veil just comes down around.
Yeah.
This is what you see. You see, and the far, this is a library, just like scrolls and counters. You see, Miles in the corner, just sitting there in a pile of scrolls.
No way.
And he's just laying there going like this.
Is this gonna,
you see him
back
at the gate,
another one?
Going to the stairs down. And he's just cutting through guardsmen as they walk through the stairs.
Oh no!
You see Bobby unconscious, now in normal form, and you see him above him stabbing him repeatedly.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
I so picked the right thing.
Oh man.
Yes, but
and then on the other end of the room, you see this one wizard with his hand stripped out, and you see like threads coming from his fingertips, and he has two other cloaked individual
masters.
This is amazing.
A puppet master. I was so going to do something really bad to myself. I'm glad I did not do it.
You're a great DM.
Damn it. Yeah, this is
once again. You just met,
I tried to do the right
you
thing.
You just met
and kill
the Archmage
people.
Of Illusionary at the Tower of the White Tower.
Oh, and we didn't even know it. Frick. Seriously? So you're convulsating in a chair?
No, but he's, like, just fine. He's just going through the motions.
Yeah,
he's basically having REM sleep right
but
now.
But he's, like, chopping things, but
he's
not even
killing,
he's killing
the all the guards.
No,
but he thinks he's killing zombies in his mind.
The gate was the door to the basement, and the guardsmen are coming to join you, and he's slaughtering them.
Killing them as they come up to meet up with us.
Okay, so he's not in his...
Elise Gang circlets.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
true.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
I have, like, 5 now.
You do.
But
you killed 3 people.
Stabbing
you're
him?
You're killing Bobby, which is kind of what he was going to end up doing.
Well,
anyways.
Can I run over and stop the killing?
I mean, are we going to keep
you
going?
Do whatever
yeah,
you want.
Keep it going.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, okay.
At our end, season 5 was really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to
go
over.
I'm so glad I didn't do what I said I was going to do.
And I'm going to say your name.
Of course you are.
Grab you and stop, like, shake him out of whatever he's trying to do.
Okay, roll a contested strength.
Wizard versus...
Man, this almost went really bad really quickly, because I would just...
You roll
three. Just, you, maybe. I'm killing innocent people.
No.
Again.
No, I just told Bobby I was going to take my dagger and pop myself for him.
You're sitting there, and you're stabbing
thinking
the vampire.
That if you knock yourself
all of a sudden, your father comes over to you, grabs you by the shoulder, and is like, stop, and you just throw him to the ground.
You got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Then we go to Miles.
I'm gonna have to roll really well to wake everybody up.
I have
here.
To try to like not think that what's going on because. What you'd say
they're
to
still
him.
Just shaking you. These werewolves.
I know, but I have to think like I didn't hear what you said to Ryan, and it's very difficult for me to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Show him what your paper said.
I was just about to say it. I wrote to him. I was gonna stab myself in the forehead.
What?
Go for it.
With my dagger. I'm not gonna do it now.
No,
well, you have to. That's what you were gonna do.
Clearly, you're gonna kill yourself.
Roll the damage.
Whenever I'm going to dagger myself in the brain! Exclamation point.
Roll it.
Do it, Mark.
Well, you don't have to roll the hit. Just roll damage. You're not gonna miss yourself.
Yeah. See, what if he's drunk?
He's not roll
drunk.
It.
He's not even. He's not
roll all one. All right. No wait.
You just
no,
have
no,
to roll the hit.
Roll one.
So roll 1d4 plus your damage plus 5d6.
Okay.
Because you are sneak attacking your brain.
You can see this.
The only dude, the first rogue in history who is sneak attacking himself.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I was just saying that I wrote it down.
That's what you were going to do. There's no metagaming. You have to poke through.
What if John played it that way? Like, what if John was like, you need to write down what you're going to do, so that way you can figure it out. You still have it.
I know. It was downright spooky, that particular story. But I tell you, our boys will be okay. Jeff, don't you worry. I'm sure our rogue will survive a self-inflicted wound to the head. Happy Halloween from us at Dungeonettes. Yes? What was that?
Thank you!
Oh, bless you. Good night, everyone. And remember, may the gods have